Fads come and go, and nowhere more than in the world of weight loss. That's why Noom's weight management programs are made to last. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Wednesday, July 28th edition. Hope everybody had a good Tuesday. A lot of hitters in baseball today. There was home runs everywhere. So everybody got a good chunk of those when they were playing, as we had some good pitching as well. So it was an overall good slate when you did the Quick Hits audience or some Roto Baller DraftKings picks, which I wrote about on Tuesday. If you're doing some DraftKings action or if you're doing some Roto Baller action, my written content on Wednesday is the premium values articles. You have to become a premium member at Roto Baller. Use promo code Bubba to get an extra 10% off over there. Get to the rest of season long and DFS for the rest of the baseball season. Also, if you like playing DFS and you like prop bets, go check out Prize Picks. It's an awesome way to have some fun playing some baseball action in all sports. They have your esports. They've had the hot dog contest. They have the Olympics. They have everything you can think of. So go play over there at Prize Picks. Create an account. Use promo code Bubba when you sign up for and create your account. And then when you make your first deposit, you get a first-time deposit bonus match up to $100. So go check out Prize Picks. Use promo code Bubba for all that fun stuff. If you give a rate and review on iTunes for MLB DFS Quick Hits, I truly appreciate it. Also, if you like season-long fantasy baseball, go check out Bench with Bubba on Tuesday night. Drop Bench with Bubba episode 388, Bubba and the Batflip episode 90. So go check out all that fun stuff as well. All right, 11-game slate for you on a Wednesday. Total so far, we're missing a lot of them right now, but Nats, Phillies, 8, Braves, Mets, 8, Yankees, Rays, 8.5, D-backs, Rangers, 9, waiting on Wrigley, White Sox, Royals, 10, Rockies, Angels, 9.5, Dodgers, Giants, 7.5. So let's get things started. The pitching on this 11-game slate, a lot of good high-priced options. One being the highest price option, Walker Buehler at 10-5 at the San Francisco Giants. Buehler's been outstanding through 7 1/3, 5 hits, 1 run, 9 Ks last time out against the Giants. He has 28 or more points in 3 straight starts. He has 28 or more in 4 of his last 5. He's been outstanding versus the Giants this season. The strikeouts have been there overall of late. Not too much more to add here. Buehler is an outstanding play on this slate at 10-5. He's a great, great pay-up spot at 10,500. If you want a different pay-up spot, Zach Wheeler at 10-3 is just as good. Facing the Washington Nationals, Wheeler's coming off a 7-inning, 7-hit, 1-run, 8K performance for 28.4 DK points. The strikeouts have been outstanding, 6 or more Ks in 5 straight innings, 6 or more innings pitched in 4 of his last 5, and 1 earned run or less in 3 of his last 5. In those 3 starts, he had 28 or more DK points. Facing a Nationals team that now will also be without Trey Turner, who left with COVID on Tuesday. So that depleted team gets even more depleted. So Wheeler at 10-3 is very much in play with your Walker Buehler at 10-5. If you want to save a few more dollars, Lucas Giolito at 98 at the Kansas City Royals checks the boxes for sure. Coming off a rough one against Milwaukee, and it's only because he struck out 3 guys. Previous 2 starts, 8 and 9 strikeouts, puts you at 25-plus points. It's always a strikeout thing with Gio, and he's been very, very hit and miss with that. That's why he's a GPP play at $9,800. But he's facing a Royals team striking out 22% of the time versus righties with a 239 average, 134 ISO, 83 WRC plus over the last month. So Gio's definitely in play in tournaments at 98. I'd rather have Buehler and Wheeler, but if you want to save a few dollars in tournaments, Gio at 98 checks the box. Bumgarner at 95, I would have loved if he's a lot cheaper. He's super cheap on FanDuel. Like, he's definitely in play on FanDuel. Since he's returned from the IL, 5 and 6 innings pitched, 1 earned in each start, 1K and 6Ks. The 1K obviously is a detriment, but it's Pittsburgh, who doesn't strike out a lot. He struck out 6 Cubs, put up 20-plus points. He gets a Texas Rangers team tonight that over the last month, striking out 25 a time versus lefties, hitting 204 with a 133 ISO and a 73 WRC+. Most will not pay $9,500 for Madison Bumgarner. It's crazy. I get it. On FanDuel, he's super cheap, and I'd really recommend playing him there if you want to save some cash. But if you want to be contrarian on DK at $9,500, Bumgarner is definitely in play. Facing this Texas team, it strikes out a lot versus lefties and just struggles tremendously versus lefties all around. So bum at 95 could be your pay-up spot where you could save a ton of cash because most will go to Giolito or most will go down to Tyler McGill right below Bumgarner. Most will not pay the 95 for Mad Bum. So I think he's very much in play going up against a Texas team that struggles a ton versus left-handed pitching. I mentioned Tyler McGill. He's $9,200. I love Tyler McGill. He's a great play. Lots of strikeouts in that arm. It's just a matter of how deep he goes. 78 pitches his last start, six innings. Great. 93 pitches before that. So he stretched out. I think they want to go 5 to 6 innings with him. You need the strikeouts to be there. He's faced Atlanta in his first start, 5 innings, 3 earned 8 Ks for 17 points. So you got that going for you. Don't mind him at 92. I'd honestly rather have Bum at 95 at lower ownership if I had to make my choice. Max Fried, $8,500 at the New York Mets. Fried coming off a rough one at Philadelphia, which we kind of talked about. We thought would be interesting. Prior to that, though, 7 shutout against Tampa Bay, 5 innings, 3 earned 5 Ks against Miami. Looked pretty good in those 2 starts. Now he gets a New York Mets team that over the last month strikes out 23% of the time versus lefties, but are hitting them with a 130 WRC plus, hitting 290 against them. It's a dicey start for Fried, GPP onlys. I probably will not have a ton of him, but I wanted to mention because he has that tournament upside at all times. So keep him in mind at 85, but don't run to play him. Going cheaper, though, you could go Andrew Heaney versus Colorado, who just went off for 12 runs on Tuesday night. Means they probably won't score the rest of the week. I'm not a Heaney fan, but at 74, I get it. Tanner Houck is 72 versus Toronto. It's tough to go against Toronto, but it's a 7-inning game. Could get 5 strong on a W. I'd probably rather go Heaney in that scenario at 74 and 72, but it's pretty nasty. The other two options is Jordan Holloway at $6,200 at the Baltimore Orioles. Holloway went 5 innings, 2 starts, going 3 2/3 his last time. We got his pitch count up to 84, which is the most important part for me. Only 1K his last start. We had 5 walks. That's what got him in trouble against San Diego. Previous 2 starts, 2 walks, 0 walks, 6 Ks in both, 20-plus DK points. That's the prospect pedigree we know with Jordan Holloway, and he faces a Baltimore team striking out 28% of the time versus right-handed pitchers in the last month, hitting 233 with 90 WRC plus. So Holloway at $6,200 makes a nice value play. Just hope he can get you 5-6 innings. Doesn't walk a lot of guys. That means the strikeouts will be there, and he's in business, but there always is a dicey situation. Nestor Cortez is 61 at Tampa Bay. He threw 74 pitches in his last start, which is good to see. He put up 12 points in back-to-back starts, and he gets Tampa Bay, who we know, we put Jomo up against him. They struggle versus left-handed pitching. They're striking out 23% of the time versus lefties, hitting 230 with a 97 WRC+. I'd rather have Jordan Holloway, but Nestor's in play if you're feeling really, really desperate. All right, recapping your pitching, Buehler, outstanding play. Love Buehler, top play of the slate for me. Wheeler, a close 1B behind him. So 1A, 1B, Buehler, Wheeler, love them both a ton. Geo's in play in tournaments. I'd almost prefer Mad Bum at 95, $300 cheaper in compared to Geo to be a little different. You could go McGill if you want. I'd still rather go Bumgarner at 95 to be different. So McGill's a great play. I'd rather go Bumgarner, though, to be different at 95 with Buehler and Wheeler. That's where I'm sitting at right now. Cheaper plays, you can go Heaney if you want at 74, but I'll probably save money and go to Jordan Holloway at 62 at this point in time. All right, bats on this slate, catcher's position. Should be a lot of offense on this slate, to be honest with you. We start with guys like JT Realmuto at $4,600 versus Patrick Corbin. We love stacking against Patrick Corbin. JTR is definitely in play. So is Max Stassi at 46 against Chichi Gonzalez. So you can go Realmuto, you can go Stassi. Both strong looks for you in that game. Dalton Varsho is 4,100 versus Lyles. He's at ninth on Tuesday, which is a bummer, but I don't hate it if you want to stack up some Arizona. Not my top stacking, but he's in play. Omar Narvaez went deep on Tuesday. I love Milwaukee tonight going up against Kranich. You can have some fun there. So Narvaez at 39 is a good value if you're trying to save a few dollars. Cheaper at catcher now. Elias Diaz versus Andrew Heaney at 34. We can go that direction or go even cheaper, like an Alexander Kirk at 3K versus Houck. It's game 2 of the doubleheader, so you're either going to get Kirk or you're going to get Reese McGuire. Should you get Kirk at 3K or McGuire at 29? Either way, you're going to get a cheap Toronto bat. Just remember, it's a 7-inning game. Tucker Barnhart will be $2,900 for Zach Davies. He's in play for you. Jorge Alfaro's 26 versus Lopez. He's probably one of the better cheapies on this slate if you want to go to Jorge Alfaro. And that's probably about as far as I go at this point in time. For base position, Shohei Ohtani went deep on Tuesday. He is a phenomenal play against Chichi Gonzalez. He's $6,400. You got to pay for it, but he's a good, good play. Pete Alonso, if you're not using Fried, Alonso at 56 is phenomenal. Muncy's hit DeSclafani very well this year. He's $5,300. I'm kind of just fading the bats in that game overall. I respect DeSclafani and I respect Buehler a lot, but if you want to go Muncy at 53, I totally get it. Jose Abreu versus the lefty Bubik at 5K is definitely in play for you. Some cheaper options, though. Rhys Hoskins is swinging a very hot bat. He's 4,400 against Corbin. Like him a lot. And the guy I like a little better than him is Joey Votto, who double donged for us on Tuesday and is crushing everything. He's 43 versus Zach Davies, so we'll be back on the Votto bandwagon. If you're not using Tyler Molle, Rizzo went deep on Tuesday. He's a good play at 42 against Molle. Going below 4K or no, at 4K, Josh Bell switched that is not who I was thinking. I was thinking about somebody else. We'll skip Josh Bell. So going down a little farther, though, if you are fading Jordan Holloway, Ryan Mountcastle is only $3,900, and he's really cheap on FanDuel. So you got him as a value. If you are fading Holloway, he's someone to keep in mind. Pavin Smith's only 38 versus Lyles. If you're stacking up Arizona, that's a good value. Lamont Wade Jr. left tonight's game. I don't want to use him versus Bueller anyways. Just throwing that out there. That was something to keep an eye on. Christian Walker's only 33 versus Lyles. Nice right-handed bat versus Lyles to be a little contrarian. So he's a guy to keep in mind as well. All righty. Second base position on this slate, you have Eduardo Escobar's 58, super expensive, probably not going to go there. Chris Taylor at 56, I don't mind versus Disco. Muncy's 53. Again, not really fading Disco, but those are the two top guys on the Dodgers. If you're fading Disco, you want at least one of those two, if not both. Cheaper options, though. David Fletcher at 49 is getting really expensive. He's probably in for a multi-hit game against Chi-Chi leading off there for the Angels. If you're stacking Anaheim, you use Fletcher. If not, you do not use David Fletcher. He's a stack piece only. He's too expensive for anything else. Kiki Hernandez versus lefty and Mats at 44. Again, only a 7-inning game, so keep that in mind. But Kiki at 44 is very intriguing. You got Ozzie Albies, who's smoking it at 41. India at 42. Both really good plays. Colton Wong probably leading off for Milwaukee at 4K. So at 42, 41, 40 of India, Albies, Wong, really good savings. It gets even better. Gene Segura is only 39 versus Patrick Corbin. Love that value in that matchup. Really good look for you in that one. Brendan Rodgers went deep on Tuesday. He's 36 versus Heaney. If you're feeling like fading Heaney, he is not a bad look at all. If you're just looking to get really, really frisky, Rougned Odor is $3,300 versus Michael Wacha. He's a guy, he's got double-digit DK points in three of his last five games, in four of his last seven games. So he's a total GPP type play with $3,300 with Michael Wacha. You could do worse. I'm not running to play it, but it's definitely something to keep in the back of your mind when you're building those lineups. Third base position for you here. You got Escobar again, but Devers in a 7-inning game at 54 is not bad. Yoan Moncada at 48 versus Bubik's pretty solid if you're stacking up Chicago. But Chris Bryant's only 46, went deep again on Tuesday. As long as he's suiting up for Chicago, he's a strong play at 4,600. Eugenio Suarez went deep. He can be a part of your Cincy stacks at 4K if you so choose. Like Brian Hayes is only 39 for a nice little value. Austin Riley double donged. Not really looking to fade Miguel, but he's 37 for some nice value if you want to go there. Kevin Biggio, it's only a 7-inning game, but he's 36 for some savings. Luis Urias is only 35 versus Kranich. That's a nice value for some Milwaukee action. If you're fading Giolito, $100 is only 3,100. That's really, really cheap if you choose to go there. Other than that, Ronald Torres is third base shortstop for Philadelphia. He's 28 versus Corbin. He usually bats seventh for them. He'd be a guy to keep an eye on. Then Jack Mayfield of the Angels is 27 as another value. So a couple of values here at third base tonight. Shortstop, Trey Turner's out with COVID. Great. Javi Baez should be back, but maybe not. Tim Anderson at 55 is a great play versus lefty. We love Timmy versus lefties. You got Bo Bichette in a 7-inning game if you want to go that direction. Miguel Rojas at 45. If you're stacking Miami, you could look at Miguel Rojas. Don't mind that. Willie Adames, I like a lot at 43. You're getting a bit of a discount there. So he's someone to keep in mind as well. And then some more savings for you. Like Gio Urshela is back. He's 37. Gleyber Torres is only 35 as a phenomenal value. He was 34 yesterday. Put up another 17 points for you. I know that we don't have that game on there yet. But going into Tuesday night, he had double digits in four of his last five and six of his last eight games. And I'm pretty positive he had multiple hits and got you double digits again on Tuesday. He's $3,500 versus Wacha. It's a very, very great discount. Ronald Torres, again, at $2,800 is a good discount as well for Philadelphia going up against Patrick Corbin in this one. Heading to the outfield, we'll have tons and tons of options, especially on the value side of things. Otani at 64 is very solid. You got Soto once again. It's against Wheeler, though, so be careful. I'd rather have Otani for sure. You got Nelson Cruz at 58 versus Cortez. You got Bryce Harper at 57 versus Corbin, which is a nice lefty-lefty hate crime there. You got Starling Marte at 51 as well. So lots of good 5K guys, usually all part of stacks, not so much one-offs. If you're using a one-off, I'm paying up for Shohei Ohtani. I think it's a phenomenal spot versus Chi-Chi Gonzalez. But to save some money, Again, 7-inning game with JD Martinez and George Springer are both in great spots at their price points. Chris Bryant at 46, love him. If you are fading Holloway, Cedric Mullins went deep on Tuesday. He's only 46 in a great spot. I'd rather have Jesse Winker, who went deep on Tuesday. I kept saying he's been heating up. He had a big weekend. We're seeing it. He went deep on Tuesday. He's 45 for Zach Davies. So good spot for you there. A few others for you. Brian Reynolds is only 43. Versus Hauser is a very nice price point. Giancarlo Stanton, probably not. Varsho's 41. If you want to go that direction, some cheaper options. We get below 4K now. You got McCutcheon at 39 38 versus Corbin, which is outstanding. He went deep again on Tuesday. I'll have a lot of Kutch at 38 versus Corbin. Phenomenal price tag there. Andrew Benintendi's only 37. If you are fading Gio, he's in play. Justin Upton's only 37 versus Chichi. Not a bad look. Avis Garcia is only 36 versus Kranick. If you're using a Milwaukee stack, Avisel's a nice cheap play for you as well. Even cheaper, below $3,500 on this slate. You can go to the likes of Hunter Renfro versus Mats at 32 is a nice value in the 7-inning ball game. Taylor Naquin's only 29 versus Zach Davies. That's a good look for you. Austin Hayes is 29 if you're not using Holloway. Very nice value as well. Andrew Vaughn's only 28. And Eloy Jimenez, who had his first home run of the year on Tuesday, is only 28. So play Eloy everywhere still. It's a good lefty to hit. And I love Vaughn. So both those guys, $2,800 each. All the savings in the world. If you're fading Gio, Jorge Soler is only $2,700. He is on fire. So you got that going for you. Brandon Marsh versus Chichi Gonzalez at 27 for some uber value as well. A few others, like if Connor Joe cracks the Colorado lineup, he's 26 for Heaney. Not running to play that, but he has a value if you need him. Love Ortega for Chicago. He's been leading off for righties. He's 2,500. He's a good value. So is Gregory Polanco at 2,500 versus Adrian Hauser. Both in play for you, very cheap. So tons of outfield value as usual on the slate. See what else pops up when lineups get released, because there'll be plenty more to come out as lineups like Ben Gamel's 2,200 versus Hauser. He'd be another cheapie for you as well. All right, recapping your pitching. Buehler at 10.5, going all the way up top. Love him. Like Wheeler a lot at 10.3 as well. You can go Gio if you want at 98 in tournaments, McGill at 92 in tournaments. I prefer going Bumgarner at 95 to be a bit different on this slate. If looking for some value on this one, you could go to Freed if you want. You could go to Heaney. They're both dicey. I like me some Jordan Holloway at $6,200. Like, I'm paying up, and I'm using Holloway most likely, unless we see some better lineups come out to benefit some of the pitchers. If we're looking to stack, I like some Milwaukee Brewers versus Pittsburgh with Wong and Willie Adames. And Rowdy Tellez is super cheap. He's been crushed right now. Pitching went deep again on Tuesday. So those are some of the angles you can go to there with Milwaukee. Love Philadelphia versus Patrick Corbin. McCutcheon, Harper, Segura, and Hoskins. Those are just like four great ones. You got Realmuto, you got Torres. Lots of great looks there. But Hoskins, Harper, Segura, McCutcheon, those four is what I really want to see there with Philadelphia when I stack that bad boy up. Miami versus Baltimore, I like. Brian Anderson, Starling Marte, a couple places to start for sure on that one. You can mix in some Baltimore if you don't like Holloway, but I kind of like Holloway tonight because we need some value. Some other options on this slate. Love Cincinnati versus Chicago. Votto, Winker is where I'm starting. Building with Votto, Winker, India is where I start. Build around that. Like that a lot. If you want to fade Molly, Bryant, Ortega, and Rizzo is a great full starting point against Cincinnati as well. Love Chicago versus Kansas City. Eloy, Vaughn, Anderson, Abreu. But Eloy, Vaughn, Anderson would be my top three if you want to build around there. That's probably where I'm sitting when it comes to stacks for now, unless we see some differences in lineups. That's where I'm sitting at pitching, and that's where I'm sitting at on this Wednesday 11-game slate. So hope you guys enjoyed the show. Hope you guys have a good luck on Wednesday. Again, I'm on Twitter at BDentric. I'm in the Fantasy DGen Slack chat. If you'd like to help out and jump in there, it's free, so let me know. Also, if you'd like to play prop bets and DFS, go check out Prize Picks. Download the app. Use promo code Bubba when you sign up, and you'll get a first-time deposit bonus up to $100. Also, give a rate and review on iTunes for MLB DFS Quick Hits, and go listen to Benched with Bubba for your season-long fantasy baseball needs. I'll be back with you guys tomorrow, but good luck, everybody. This was MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Wednesday, July 28th edition. I'm out.
Life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance, because you'll feel protected no matter how the wind blows. Also, you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams. And our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote. Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.